Reading. Origami has been present in Japan since at least the 17th century, though it is assumed that it existed before that time. Initially, origami was used for ritual purposes, such as at Shinto weddings. As paper prices fell, however, origami began to be used for gift wrapping, playthings, and even in children's geometry classrooms.Origami utilizes patterns found in nature, such as the way leaves sprout or insects fold their wings, which can be seen throughout the world. However, for this intricate art to become scientifically useful, not only is discovering these patterns necessary, but understanding the mechanisms behind them is also crucial. Therefore, mathematics is required. Thomas Hull,A mathematician at Western New England University in Springfield, Massachusetts, has been working on putting numbers to the fascinating patterns of origami for a long time. Hull and others have spent decades trying to understand the mathematics that govern the world of origami. In 1970, aerospace engineer Koryo Miura developed a folding technique called the Miura Ori.That can be easily folded and unfolded with a single twist. This technique was used to compact the solar panels of Japan's Space Flyer unit launched in 1995. Since then, origami has been applied to various types of materials, including small sheets of cells. This origami is coated with the self-folding structure created by Professor Kaori Kuribayashi Shigetomi,at Hokkaido University. The cells, when touched, contract and change into three-dimensional structures like Lego blocks, which may be useful in growing organs in the future. Origami is particularly promising in the field of biomedical science. For example, Daniela Roos, director of the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology,led a team that developed a robot that can fold to fit inside a pill capsule. Once swallowed, the robot unfolds and uses a programmable magnetic field to move through the digestive system. In early tests, the robot was designed to remove button batteries swallowed by children, which affect thousands of children every year. Imagine embedding drugs or using it for wound healing, Roos says.Imagine a future where surgeries are performed without incisions, pain, or risk of infection. These big dreams show how origami is becoming an important scientific tool. These are some examples of where origami seems to be most useful in advancing science. Origami has provided a new toolkit that has ignited the imagination and created technologies once thought impossible.Including a kayak that folds down small enough to fit in the trunk of a car.